Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Start with the Panthers, but we want to run through the stuff we're going to talk about today. Panthers showed signs of progress, but it was still a loss and a very winnable game to the Vikings, 21-13. There's no way to get around that. Duke blew their chance at the college football playoff with a 21-14 loss to Notre Dame and got their quarterback hurt in the process. So Riley Leonard will miss a couple of weeks, they think. But who knows? He might be back for the state game in 2 weeks. Duke has a very conveniently placed off week. NC State's season is a shambles.
Yeah.
After another anemic offensive performance and a 13-10 Friday night loss to Louisville. We'll talk about that. The United States Ryder Cup team got their pants beat by a significantly better European side. Like, no joke, Europe was better. 16.5 to 11.5. And the loss might end up being the least of the issues.
Wow.
We'll talk about No. It seems like the United States can't lose in the Ryder Cup on the road without there being some stupid crap that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is their own doing. And we'll get to those things later on, especially if we have time. But we will have time to do it because Gary Williams of Five Clubs Golf is going to join us. College football, we'll talk to Michael Felder, is a college football maven. That's probably how we should just introduce him.
Yeah.
And the Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow.
Oh, not for the Cubs.
Not for the Cubs. Not for the Mets. But Cubs were in it until the last week. Braves and Orioles are the top two seeds, but they will have to watch, like you and I, until Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, people.
No.
It is not good for them, and it's not good for baseball to put another obstacle. It's an obstacle in front of the teams that have earned their spots as the best team. Just give them crap teams to play.
Yeah, keep them warm.
Right? And whoever finishes second as well, give them crap teams to play. Anyway, moving on. And we will begin with the Panthers and the Vikings, which I thought it opened with a bang.
Well, right? That's what the Panthers like to do.
Right? No, it's a good. It was good. Vikings did drive down the field, which was not good, but
no.
Sam Franklin stepped in front of a Kirk Cousins special.
Holy cow,
was that pass telegraphed all the way across the field. Kurt, who do you think you are?
And I think that the commentators had even just said something about his red zone percentage.
Oh, no, they were terrible.
Yeah.
All these turnovers, they were 5 out of 10 in the red zone. And then he throws a perfectly timed pass to Sam Franklin, who plays for the other team, who took it all the way back for a touchdown. And the best part was that Cousins was sort of stringing out the play and hoping to kind of sort of run him out of bounds, and then he just got trucked in a block.
He did.
So was it Deshaun Robinson, the guy they got from, I don't even know if I got the name right,
great.
They got off waivers from San Francisco. Anyway, it's 7-0.
Yeah.
It looks great. The Panthers actually ran the ball a little bit. I thought, oh, look at this.
I know. At this point, this is when I made a tweet. Oh, are the Vikings going to make the Panthers look decent?
Right? It's a little good stuff in the run game. Panthers were doing that. More with Chuba Hubbard than with Miles Sanders, mind you. But we still had too many mistakes. And ultimately, the mistakes cost them. Too many pre-snap penalties. Too many issues before the snap. Twice needing to call timeout before getting a delay of game penalty. See, I thought all of that ended when Matt Rhule became the head coach in Nebraska.
It should have. We shouldn't have deja vu.
But maybe it was a Panthers problem and not a Matt Rhule problem. Maybe Rhule's like, I don't know why this thing keeps happening. It's not me.
Yeah.
It must be, I don't know, there's an aura. Maybe the clocks don't work properly at Bank of America Stadium for the Panthers. I don't know. But the same things keep happening. But I want to get back to the progress, and then we'll kind of work through this. Again, more life in the run game. More Chuba Hubbard than Miles Sanders. Also, I think the utilization of Laviska Shenault was good as well in the run game. But it just seemed like there was more. It was better.
Yeah.
At some point, your read option, your zone read plays, which they run, they will stop being effective if your quarterback is never going to keep the ball. There were plenty of opportunities for Bryce to keep the ball and roll. Run, right? But he never did. If you never do that, they are not going to respect it, so you're not helping the run game. I'm sure the Panthers coaching staff recognizes this. So if you're not going to have Bryce Young keep the ball, you might as well stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is creating more problems. Anyway, but I thought we had a better version of Bryce Young, right? He was 25 of 32, 204 yards passing, no interceptions. There was a better version of Bryce Young. That's sort of the theme of the NFL, I think, based on what we saw from the Jets and Zach Wilson. Holy cow.
Yeah.
There was almost competence.
Uh-huh.
But there were still 5 sacks for Bryce Young. And there were still those pre-snap penalties. The false starts are not on him. But all the delay of games. I mean, they can't be that difficult to... They can't be having that much trouble to getting the plays in. Although maybe that's part of the problem. But there has to be a better sense of urgency to get plays off and not waste timeouts.
It's not good when you're at home, too. Because then you can't use crowd noise.
You can't blame it on the 12th man.
Yeah.
Although the Vikings had a nice turnout as well. But the five sacks, the holding the ball too long, which continues to be an issue from my perspective, and then the strip sack that completely flipped the game. Because if you remember what was going on at the time, the Panthers were in the process of driving. Okay, we're going to get to the details of that in a minute. But they were in the process of maybe putting their stamp on the game and their first win. And Bryce Young is understandably frustrated.
Just frustrated myself. Definitely stuff that I want back. But, at the same time, I have to do a better job of being that same guy on the sideline. Sometimes emotion comes out, and then, you got to go to the next play. And, again, for better or worse, do a better job of keeping that stone face regardless. But just it mattered myself for stuff. There's always plays you want back, but, it doesn't carry over. You have to have a short-term memory. You have to be able to turn the page and move on.
All right, I have two situations that highlight the problems for the Panthers right now. The first is this drive, right? Third quarter, incredible drive. I would argue the best Panthers drive of the season. Doesn't end in points, right? It ends in tragedy with the strip sack return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? But running the ball effectively, throwing the ball down the field effectively. They picked up 5 first downs on this drive. 5! They had 1 third down conversion. They were so good on first and second down, they didn't have to worry about third downs except once, right? But then they have a 13-yard gain on a screen pass to Laviska Shenault that takes him to the 8-yard line, but Ikem Ekwonu is illegally down the field.
Icky.
All right? Now, he's struggled in a lot of other ways, but this is one that you just can't have happen.
No.
Right? So it goes from first and goal from the 8 to second and 15 from the 26. The next play, Miles Sanders runs for a loss of 2.
Mm-hmm.
The next play is the strip sack. The penalty, which has been a problem for the Panthers, ultimately derails the whole thing.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then it goes for six the other way. And on that play, and you can blame Bryce Young if you want, and you probably would be right to, because it's an empty back. Actually, it's not an empty backfield. You've got Chuba Hubbard as a running back for pass protection. But the Vikings have seven players at the line of scrimmage, and they are going to blitz. Now, they ultimately only sent six, because I think they dropped the defensive lineman out into coverage, right? Or maybe it was a linebacker who was lined up on the line. But they only rushed six, but still, they looked like they were going to rush seven. At some point, maybe Bryce calls a timeout or changes the play. You have to be aware. And then, two of the blitzers, one came up the center, and the other was Harrison Smith coming unblocked off the edge, off the right edge. And Chuba Hubbard was on the right side. Maybe that's the one that Chuba Hubbard should have chosen. He chose the guy in the middle, and he got the block, right? However, Harrison Smith came in unblocked from the right. He got to Bryce Young quickly. There's the strip sack. The rest is the touchdown. Here's the other part that bothered me. What the hell was that clock management at the end of the first half?
Terrible.
What are we doing? Kirk Cousins' interception, another Kirk Cousins beauty, gives the ball back to the Panthers at their own 44 with, 35, 36 seconds left, whatever it was. Young to Adam Thielen, who was awesome in the game, although they kind of forgot about him in the third quarter. But Young to Thielen for 15 yards to the 41-yard line, 28 seconds left. You've got two timeouts left. Why is the clock running? What are we doing? Why isn't somebody calling a timeout? Bryce Young doesn't have to call a timeout. The freaking head coach can say timeout.
Yeah.
You'll get it. Nope. They let 16 seconds run off the clock, then snap the ball. They threw a deep ball to DJ Chark, which was incomplete. So now the clock stops. 7 seconds left. Are we not trying? I have a theory, by the way, as to why they allowed that to happen that I will get to later. That I think is alarming, but I have a theory on that. 7 seconds left. You're at the 41-yard line. Why are you running a screen pass to Terrace Marshall? What are you possibly hope to get? They gained 3 yards. Big whoop. That's all you got? On top of the fact that it's possible that in the fight for extra yards on a screen pass, you run the clock out on yourself. From the 41-yard line, throw a sideline out. You've got plenty of time. throw a ball over the middle, which had been successful for the Panthers all game long. I don't even understand what that play calling was. It was all made, I guess, a moot point because Eddie Pinheiro hit a long field goal, whatever it was, like a career best field goal or something like it, 50-plus yard field goal. So that's great. So everybody forgets about what a cluster that that clock management was. And now with trips to Detroit and Miami in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, those are L's. Those are going to be losses.
I wanted Frank Reich to tell us how they get up off the mat.
We're not going to finger point. We're going to go back to work. We're all going to own it. We got to get better. You know, kind of our theme this week a little bit was, you know, talk is talk. It's time for action. And so, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to get back to work. You know, there's a lot of games left. We take them one at a time. You know, whether we win the rest of them or whatever we do, you know, we're professionals. You know, so we go in. I believe in some ways we're getting better.
Yeah, no, there was progress.
Just not enough to win the game.
No, and that's the sad part. There was progress. You know, there was progress from Bryce Young.
Yeah.
There was progress from Adam Thielen. There was progress in the running game. You know what there wasn't progress from? The
Icky.
Coaching staff.
Yeah, and Icky.
I'm baffled by what I'm seeing. All right, quick, give me a breaking news sounder, because I want to I want to give this the respect it deserves. Oh, man. When NC State hosts Marshall coming up on the CW this Saturday, MJ Morris will be at quarterback. Brennan Armstrong has been usurped, at least for now.
Look at that.
They were going to redshirt MJ Morris. So here's my guess. If you were going to redshirt MJ Morris and now you're not, MJ Morris is your guy barring injury the rest of the year.
Yeah. Looks like it.
As it should be, to be honest. As it should be. Although I don't think it's all Brennan Armstrong's fault.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.